Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salat upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has been reported in a narration, it is a very beautiful narration, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that a person who recites durood and salam 1,000 times every single day, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, such a great bounty, such a great reward for that individual who recites durood just 1,000 times a day. And if you choose the smallest sentences like As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like this, if you spend a portion of your time every single day by reciting durood and you take it up to the quantity of 1,000 times a day, you will not die until you see your place in paradise. And for a person who sees his place in paradise, it's as if it's a guarantee for that individual that he will live in that place that he has seen in paradise as well. And this is something which is tried and tested. There was a woman in my hometown and she had a habit of reciting durood 1,000 times every single day. But she was upset because she did not see her place in paradise, but she used to still recite durood and salam upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after a short while, she seen her place in paradise in her dream. She told her son and her son told us. And shortly after that, that woman passed away from this temporary earth. So the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the promises of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are true. And one way to attain these blessings is to fully believe in them. If you wholeheartedly believe in them, then you will gain these blessings. If you are in doubt or you are not sure, then maybe you will not be given these blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today we're going to talk about a very famous story, a very famous prophet alayhi salam. And what happened to his nation is what we would say, it gives you goosebumps when you hear about it because of the torment and the punishment which was given to this nation. We are talking about Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam and his nation of Aad. And they have been mentioned in the Quran at various different places. In fact, it's been over 10 parts and 10 chapters where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the story of Hud alayhi salam and the nation of Aad. After the flooding of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, the flooding which took place in his time, Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his nation, they found a place which is Mount Judi, and their establishment settled there and they started to live there. But as the progeny of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam carried on, there came a point where a certain group of people, a certain child of theirs who had children, they started to leave the religion of oneness. They started to leave worshipping one God and they moved towards idol worshipping and they moved towards believing in numerous gods. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a kingdom to the people of Aad and also gave them physical strength. The story and the speciality of this nation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them immense power. They were very strong, they were very tall, they were very well built, and this was something which was given to them. They had great physiques, and this has been mentioned in the Quran. Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. Translation from Kanzul Iman, the people of Iran. This is actually the name of a city who were exceptionally tall, that the likes of whom were never born in the cities. Meaning these people had such big and tall and strong bodies that we had not seen, the people had not seen people like them before. And there was a king, his name was Shaddad, who was one of the sons of Aad. He ruled over the world. And when he heard about paradise, when he heard about the blessings in paradise, he intended to build a very large city which would resemble paradise. He had bricks made out of gold and silver, and he had pillars made out of emeralds and rubies and all of these. King Shaddad, along with his people, was traveling towards it. And when they came to a distance of 18 miles, there was a very horrific voice came from the sky, resulting in all of them dying. So this is a short briefing of what happened to that nation and how they were tormented. During the reading of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qilaba radiallahu anhu stumbled upon this city while searching for his missing camel. And when he came, he took a few jewels and he returned to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And he asked him, and he told him the whole incident, he told him the whole story. And Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu, is there such a city in the world? And he replied, yes, it has also been alluded to in the Holy Quran, meaning the mention of this city has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Shaddad had built this city and they all died by the divine punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during their region, a short red-colored Muslim with blue eyes and a mole on his eyebrow will enter this city while looking for his camel. Then upon seeing Sayyidina Abdullah bin Qilaba radiallahu anhu, he said, I swear by Allah, this is the very same person. Subhanallah. The people of Ad, this was a very prosperous and comfortable life they had. It wasn't that they were poor or they were weak. Allah Ta'ala had granted them wealth, Allah Ta'ala had granted them power, Allah Ta'ala had granted them many bounties which the previous nations or other people did not have. But what happened is, instead of them using the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they started bullying the weak people, they started mistreating the weak people, they started doing the wrongdoings of the world, they started to disobey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to this, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent as a messenger, and he was the descendant of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Iram. Imam Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi has described the genealogy as follows, that Hud, he was the son of Abdullah, who was the son of Rabah, who was the son of Khulud, who was the son of Ad, who was the son of Aus, who was the son of Iram, who was the son of Sam, and Sam was the son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. There were two nations of Ad. There were two groups which are given this name. The first group of Ad was the nation of Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, and the second group of Ad was given to the nation of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. The second group, meaning the group of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, came with a gap of 100 years, and they are more famously known as the nation of Thamud. So Ad and Thamud, they go hand in hand because you hear the name a lot, because they come together. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted one nation to Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, to the nation of Ad. A nation of Thamud has been given to Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he is a companion of the Prophet, he says that by profession, Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was a trader. He was a businessman. He was a truthful trader. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have stated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has stated, that a truthful trader, a person who is honest in his business, a person who is honest in his trading, he will be with the Anbiya on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala will gather the truthful traders with the prophets on the Day of Judgment. This goes to show, firstly, the great status of people who are truthful in their trading. And secondly, this also goes to show that how difficult it is for people to be truthful in their trading, because the harder the task, the greater the reward. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has told us that He will gather the truthful traders with the Anbiya on the Day of Judgment should give us an indication of how difficult this task actually is. Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam possessed excellent attributes, and they have been mentioned in the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inni lakum rasulun amin. Translation from Kanzul Iman: I am indeed a trustworthy messenger of Allah to you. Meaning, one of the specific traits of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam is that he was trustworthy. He was amin. And this is something that we need to adopt ourselves. Even when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam had not openly declared his prophethood, had not announced his prophethood, he was known by the name of Amin, meaning people refer to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the trustworthy one. It has been mentioned in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when trust is lost, then wait for the Day of Judgment. And a person asked, how will it be lost, Ya Rasulullah? How will trust be lost in something? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a task is handed to an incompetent person, then wait for the Day of Judgment. What do we see today? Today we see that around the world there are people who are not capable, who are incompetent of doing their jobs, but people put them in the position of power, people give them tasks to do, and due to their misconduct, due to their incompetence, they destroy nations, they destroy lives, they destroy economies, they destroy wealth. And this is something the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already told us many years ago, that when the trust is pointed to the hands of incompetent people, then wait for the day of judgment. In relation to the preaching of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, many years after the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Ad were the first ones to deviate from monotheism, the message of prophethood, faith and guidance. Meaning after Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, there was aman and sukoon and tranquility and peace. But the nation of Ad, the people of Ad, they were the first people to divert from this. They were the first people to leave the truth religion. And similarly, like this, just as the chiefs in the nation of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam were disrespectful and they used to mock Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in the same way the chiefs in the nation of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam would also say stuff mockingly to them, would also bully them, would also say and mock them and insult them. And this is one of the reasons that they were also punished. Why? Because disrespecting a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest sins. Why? Because them people have been specifically chosen for the work of propagating the deen and Islam and bringing people close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are disrespecting that chosen individual. The people of Ad denied the Prophet of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam in clear words by saying, had our Lord wanted to send a prophet, he would have sent down angels. As you are not an angel, we therefore deny your prophethood. The people of Hud alayhi salam, the nation of Ad, they said to Hud alayhi salam that you are a human like us. Neither are you an angel, neither are you some special creature. So how do we know that you are the truthful one? So this was when the downfall of this nation started to fall. On one occasion, Prophet Hud alayhi salam said to his nation, indeed, I fear that the punishment of a great day might befall you because of your polytheism and deviation from monotheism. If you wish to be safe from it, then embrace faith in the oneness of Allah and only worship Him alone. This shows us that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls on the people who leave their Rabb, who leave their Lord, who turn away from the Lord and the Creator. They are the people who are punished. Why? Because the biggest disrespect a person can do in this life, the biggest disbelief a person can do in this life is reject his Lord. That Lord who sustains you, that Lord who's given you life, that Lord who's given you wealth, that Lord who's given you family, that Lord who's given you house, that Lord who's given you intellect, that Lord who has given you everything. What you do, you turn around and you reject all of those favors. This is the highest level of disrespect a person can do. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in the Quran, the summary of which is, Allah ta'ala is able to forgive every other sin, but what He will not forgive is that you associate partners with Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive shirk. If there is another sin a person has committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might, out of His mercy, forgive that individual. But that man who has fallen in the depths of shirk, that man who has fallen in the depths of polytheism, there is no salvation for him. That is the highest level of disrespect. So what happened to the nation of Ad was that the nation of Ad refused to accept the call of Prophet Hud alayhi salam and preferred to remain adamant in disbelief, engaging in sins and polytheism and all the wrongdoings that they were told not to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withheld, He stopped rain from their lands for 3 years. Imagine, for 3 years, there is no rain coming from the sky. There is no water. The lands have become barren. The women have become infertile. When these people were extremely distressed by the situation, Prophet Hud alayhi salam said to them, if you embrace faith in Allah, affirm my prophethood, truly repent of your sins in the court of Allah, and seek forgiveness and salvation from Him alone, then by the virtue of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn your barren, dry lands into lush green lands. Allah ta'ala will increase your strength again. Allah ta'ala will grant you children again. Allah ta'ala will give you all the ni'mas which you had before. And if you do not do this, then be ready for what is coming for you. Then be ready for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has been stated in the Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. And O my people, seek forgiveness from your Lord and turn towards Him. He will send rain in abundance upon you, and you will add strength to your present strength, and do not turn away whilst committing sins. We come to know from this that one reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops rain, one reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes people, one reason a person's life might start to go downhill is because he stops repenting in the court of Allah. He stops seeking tawbah. He stops asking Allah to forgive him. Regardless of if you think you do not have any sins, even though the Prophet said, "Kullu bani Adam khata'un," that every child of Adam is a sinner, and the best of those sinners are those who repent. So everyone sins, but those are the best of sinners who repent and come back to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam also gave them this formula. He said that if you repent in the court of Allah, if you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you leave your bad ways, then Allah ta'ala will give you your ni'mas again. Allah ta'ala will give you water again. Allah ta'ala will make your green land again. Allah ta'ala will give you children again. So we need to ask and contemplate on ourselves as well, that if the ni'mas and the blessings of Allah ta'ala have been stopped from us, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has withheld His ni'mas from us, maybe one of the reasons is because we have become adamant on sin. Maybe one of the reasons is that we do not seek tawbah anymore. We do not seek repentance anymore. There was nobody more forgiven than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he used to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Yet he used to make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even despite all the efforts of Prophet Hud alayhi salam, only a few people from his nation believed in him, while the rest remained in disbelief. And due to this, he raised his hands and he asked for supplication. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his supplication. Translation from Kanzul Iman, he said, he submitted, "O my Lord, help me on this, for they have belied me." Said Allah, "After a little while in the morning, they will become regretful." Allah ta'ala's azab is so severe. Allah ta'ala has the ability to do everything instantly. He still gave them time, and even then they did not accept this. So what happened? The people of Ad did not embrace faith, despite being called towards righteousness for a long time, and remain insistent on committing sins. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withheld rain from them. As a result, they suffered from famine. During this great difficulty, Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam advised them again and informed them that the famine, that the dry land, that the barren land would end if only they return back and they repent. And they did not do this. It has been stated in At-Tirmidhi, Sayyidina Haris bin Yazid radiallahu anhu said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, while narrating the story of the people of Ad, when the people of Ad suffered from famine, they sent Qail. He was a man. He stayed with Bakr bin Muawiyah near Makkah al-Mukarramah. Bakr gave him wine to drink, and two of his slave girls sang for Qail. Then Qail went out towards the mountains of Mahra and prayed, "O Allah, I have not come to you for the treatment of sick people, nor a ransom of a captive. Just give rainwater to your bondsmen, and give water to Bakr bin Muawiyah along with him." Qail included Bakr bin Muawiyah in his supplication out of gratitude for giving him wine to drink. So a few clouds appeared over the head, and it was said to him, "Choose one of these clouds." And Qail chose the black cloud. So it was said to him, "Take it as ashes that will spare no one from the people of Ad." The people of Ad are deluded upon seeing the cloud. The Prophet Hud's warning thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drove a dark cloud towards the valley of the people of Ad. Upon seeing it, they were delighted and said, "This is a rain cloud. There is water coming our way. Our Lord has accepted our prayers." Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, "This is not a rain cloud. Rather, this is a torment that you are asking for. This is a torment that you are hastening. Listen, this cloud contains a windstorm consisting of agonizing punishment." And then the torment of the windstorm came upon the people of Ad. And its intensity, it was such that the people, the strong winds, the mighty gusty windstorm was silent, extremely cold, dry, and there was no blessing or good in it. It was such intense that it would lift people from the grounds like they were dry trunks of fallen date palm trees. Then it would throw them ground head first in such a way that their heads would be shattered into pieces. My dear viewers, just think about this, that they are expecting water to come to them. They are looking up in the hope of there is going to be rainwater. But as cloud comes and this cloud lifts them up, the intensity of the power of this wind, it lifts them up and then head first crushes them on the ground, leaving them all dead, leaving them all annihilated. And this was the punishment of the people of Ad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us protected from His torment. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are always repentful. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.